I don't think I know anyone who absolutely loves going to see their doctor, but it's such an important part of our lives, especially as we get older, or if we have a chronic condition or illness like diabetes or high blood pressure. So how do you make the most out of a doctor's visit? Let's talk with Dr. Mervette Asfour, a doctor with Atlantic Medical Group Primary Care at Tottawa. This is Building Healthier Communities with Atlantic Medical Group, the podcast from Atlantic Medical Group. I'm your host, Anne Hoffman. Can you sketch out an ideal doctor's visit? What are all the things that would need to happen for that to be a truly successful visit?
I mean, like, a dream doctor's visit would be that a patient actually researches the physician before they come in, visits the office, asks about the doctor, asks about the office hours, maybe visits the location in terms of like the hours that they want to come in so they can see what parking is like, arrives at their doctor visit on time, preferably bringing all their medical records beforehand and dropping it off for the doctor review. You know, maybe bringing in any recent labs that they've had done, if they're new patients, or reports if they've been in the hospital, the emergency room, bring that with them along with their medications. You know, maybe researching to see whether or not they have to change their primary care physician before their appointment time so that, you know, they're not sitting there for 10, 15 minutes trying to do that in the office. Bringing a list of questions that they have to ask the provider.
So I think the relationship between a doctor and a patient is co-created. How can both doctors and patients do more to make that relationship more smooth?
I'll be honest with you. I think it's a symbiotic relationship, right? So if you want me to take the time to help you and you want your problems addressed, one, you have to be very upfront. And two, you have to walk in with a plan. So most doctors are not going to like brush you off if you have a list of things that you want to discuss. And if you've really thought about them and are able to like articulate it in a way that, you know, is fast in terms of like what you want to point out in terms of the problem that you have, because most of the time the visits can be very frustrating for both parts if you're unable to like tell a doctor how you're feeling exactly or describe the pain or how often it comes. So if you're planned, you know, if you plan for your visit appropriately, you know, a doctor is not going to brush you off. And, you know, a part of planning is actually like doing research on the physician before you walk in. So if you're like asking for a new doctor, you know, the best thing is to really ask patients, I mean, like family members or people that you know that have visited a physician. And if they're telling you that, you know, stay away from that doctor, he's probably not going to like address your problems and, you know, he's probably standoffish, then you're not going to go to that person. Sometimes reading like reviews, you know, not necessarily the rating, but the reviews of like patient experience with physicians and their office, because that's extremely important too. So it's not just doctors, really, it's the relationship you have with the staff as well. So if they're like, you know, you're calling the office and nobody's picking up, that's kind of like a sign that probably they're not going to be there for you when you really need them.
I'm sure you've seen patients who have missed their regular doctor's visits, their annual exams, their checkups. How often should patients be going to the doctor in general?
Every patient is different, right? So a part of like preparing for a physician's appointment is to really know exactly what you're due for. So I always recommend that patients actually go online. You know, their CDC has a great website. They have one, it's called, if you have put down CDC prevention list, it'll actually, all you have to do is populate your age and your sex, and it tells you exactly how often you should be seeing a physician. Exactly, it tells you exactly what screenings, what questions you should be asking, what vaccines you should be receiving. So everybody's different. So if you have chronic medical conditions like diabetes or high blood pressure and you're relatively controlled, you can be seen every 3 to 6 months. If you're not, you're going to be seeing a physician, you know, a little bit more frequently until that's controlled. If you're a healthy person, you're relatively young, you know, a yearly physical is not, you know, out of the question. And if, you know, we're not expecting to see patients, you know, every day. I mean, we spend literally hours in a year with a patient. So it's really important that whatever time that you spend with the physician is spent wisely and that you're getting all your needs met.
If a patient is dealing with a chronic condition, let's say headaches, for example, how should they prepare for their doctor's visit?
Yeah, I think you really need to know yourself and really be upfront with what you're feeling. So, you know, people come in a lot with headaches. Unfortunately, most of them can't really explain what type of headache they have and what they're feeling exactly. So, you know, coming in and making sure that you ask these questions beforehand and are able to answer these questions or anticipate what the doctor's going to ask. You know, these are like basic questions that most doctors are going to ask, like when the symptoms started, you know, is it a new symptom? Has it happened before? How often? You know, and what does the symptom feel like? Can you describe the pain? Does it happen every single day? Is it worse in the morning? Is it worse at night? Or is it consistent? Does it interfere with daily routine? But the most important thing is really like what happens before you develop the symptoms. You know, are there any triggers? Is there certain foods that are triggering your headaches? Is there stress? Is it a lack of sleep? Maybe a lack of water? That's really, really important. So, you know, most patients come in complaining of a headache, but no one really like logs anything down. So it's really important if you're feeling something, whether it's abdominal pain, a headache, chest pain, to start make notes. You know, everyone carries an iPhone or a phone that has the capability of writing notes. Document. So I had chest pain on such and such date. It lasted for this many minutes. You know, what I was doing before was I was actually thinking about my new job that I have and all the stress that, you know, I have to do to prepare for it. You know, that's really important because things happen every single day and it can be very difficult to remember what happened 2 days ago. And if you're only seeing your physician like the next appointment, which could be like 2 weeks, sometimes the next appointment is in a month, it's going to be very hard for you to remember what happened a month ago. You know yourself better than any physician to walk in and say you have a headache and expect a doctor to diagnose you based on just one line is not enough. So if you know, to like limit the tests that you have to do, make sure that you're not jumping from physician to physician trying to get a diagnosis. The most important thing is to like really, really think about what you're feeling so that you can actually articulate it in a way that a physician can actually help you in a very fast manner and with the least amount of tests. You know, back then, physicians didn't have access to MRIs and CT scans and lab work. They mostly diagnosed based on history. I think nowadays, patients have lost the ability to give a good history.
That was Dr. Mervette Asfour, a doctor with Atlantic Medical Group Primary Care at Ottawa. Thanks for checking out this episode of Building Healthier Communities with Atlantic Medical Group, the podcast from Atlantic Medical Group. And if you found this podcast helpful, please share it on your social channels and be sure to check out the entire podcast library for topics of interest to you.